Okay, it's happening across America. I've read about this, I think, in USA Today. Like in Houston, I think a 3% increase in people living downtown. In other words, the percentage is sort of high in a way because people haven't been living downtown in renovated apartments, you know, but businesses have moved out, like in the tobacco warehouse. And so people, investors come in and put apartments in there. And so this is, for some reason, some people, and I'm guessing maybe mostly middle-aged whites, just want to move. Their kids are raised for some reason. They just want to come back downtown. They think back 20 years ago, and I remember when I first came to Durham, there was a drugstore over there, probably not there now, right? But, you know, they just maybe, I don't know why. I'm living out there, so I'm not going to be moving back down, but they want to come. This is happening all over America, especially in the big cities. It's happening here. So this gives us, knowing that some of the churches have sort of dwindled or moved out,
right.
We're never going to move. So we have a wonderful opportunity to minister to these people whom I guess are going to be mostly middle-aged whites.
Mm-hmm.
See, their churches, you might say, are gone because we fled, whatever. White people fled, residents, and, well, it's churches. So we have a wonderful opportunity in that we're here forever. So, you know, I hope some of us get into that eventually. So it's unlimited. But, you know, the most needy mission field is right there, these 96 blocks. And the boundary of it is Roxborough Road.
Okay, again, Northeast Central Durham.
Yes, ma'am.
You're talking about.
Exactly.
Okay. And your ultimate vision for Northeast Central Durham would be everything that you...
Everything, yes, but there can be no higher goal than to see a big part of a generation of children saved. First,
black children.
Black and Hispanics. Poor children, poor people.
Yeah.
And by saved, I mean first, primarily spiritually, a relationship with God, and we see that happening, but also in every way. See, we're going to be giving away clothes. I already give away furniture. Jackie was going to check on the heat. Every way they need it.
We so can't. You're optimistic about the future?
Oh, yes. I mean, I say that with reservation. We've got a pastor now that just came here about 5 months ago. Tremendously brilliant man. He trained at MIT,
mm-hmm.
high level as a mechanical engineer, I believe. He worked a while as a mechanical engineer, and he felt God's call into the ministry. He knows 19 books of the Bible by memory, not to just say I know them, but to stand up in that pulpit, and if he's on something like the Sermon on the Mount, it's not like an academic recitation where you have to memorize something. It's just from his heart, and everybody sitting out there know it, know that it's from his heart. But, you know, if he can speak God's word to me, just like we're talking now, it just means more to me. I mean, speak by memory. But so much gift. Okay, under his leadership, yes, we're going to move as never before. That doesn't mean we're going to accomplish everything, but under his leadership, you got to have a leader. And he was at Extra Good News with his three little children last Saturday. He called me like about 8 o'clock and said, Brevard, can we meet you? We want to come. He, of course, we'd already told him about it, Holloway Street School Gym. He was here. I picked him up on the big bus.
What's his name? And
Dr. Andrew Davis, young man, 36 years old.
And he has a church?
This church.
Okay.
Yeah, he's our pastor.
Okay.
He's our pastor. He called me up 8 o'clock before I left the house to come down to get, you know, to get my bus driver and everything, the bus. And he was here waiting for us. We picked him up. He was there on the bus talking with the kids. We could see him over at Extra Good News helping, you know, we're, you know, just doing what comes naturally. A heart for it. Under his leadership and under other leaders like John Blake and like, I call him Little John, who lives over here with Miss in the Northeast Central Durham area. And people like Jackie and others. We've got a head custodian here who's black. I spoke to him a while ago. This is a dear man. I mean, he's a dear man, Rufus. He loves these children. He's got it. One thing I left out is a mentoring class. I went to, I think our interim pastor, before we got Dr. Davis, suggested to me one day, knowing I was involved in this ministry, he suggested to me, Brevard, why don't you get somebody to set up a little mentoring group? You know, thinking probably some of these kids don't even have a father living with them. They need a role model. Rufus is a perfect role model. So what he does, he went to a committee in his church and got some financial support. And I've never been to one of his programs, but I know it's good. So what he does is bring them out here, pay them a little bit to help him work, help in the yard or whatever, whatever. Then he'll take them out to have pizza, take them over to his house, take them over whatever, wherever. And he's an influence on their lives. And I was talking to him the other day about, we need somebody to do this for the girls. He's just doing it to the boys.
Now, these black...
Yeah. I don't know of any Hispanics he's got. He probably eventually will. They're black, as far as I know. And so I said, we need somebody to do this for the girls. I tried to get a lady in this church, a white lady. She considered it, but she just had too much going. Mm-hmm. And so that sort of concluded her. I mean, okay. Then I said, what about Rhonda, your wife? We talked a little bit, and he said, well, I'll see if I can prod her a little bit. That's how it happens, Angela. That's how it happens. We need much more of that kind of happening. And as far as the future, it's bright because we've got leaders, people like Rufus, Jackie, Whites, children that we have seen develop to a higher level, so we know it can happen. We want to reduce that time it takes and, of course, increase the numbers of kids who develop Christian development.
And you're going to be through this journey?
As long as I live. I need to sort of phase down right now. But I'm aiming to be pretty active till I'm 75. I'm 69. And hopefully, I think this will happen. We've already got things beginning to take shape that will make it possible for me to get out some. But I'll always be in it.
Well, if there's no other words that you'd like to say, on behalf of the Southern Oral History Program, I would like to thank you for your time. I really enjoyed
Thank you, Angela.
Sharing time with
Pleasure you. To me. Thank you so much, and hope